Isn't it good to know that the Lord's coming soon? And do we really believe that He's coming soon? And I feel like the way we live shows a lot of that in life, whether we're really convinced that He could come at any moment. I'm glad to know that He can. I'm glad to know that He is coming. And I've said over the years, you know, the Scripture teaches us that He's coming the second time without sin unto salvation. And I've said this, I've said the Lord's coming without sin, and He's not taking nothing back with Him. Amen. It's good to know that we'll have a glorified body that's likened unto the Son of God. Isn't that wonderful to know? We'll have a body like His that'll never think no wrong about nothing. It'll just want to give Him glory and praise while the eternal ages just keeps rolling on and on. Turn to Exodus chapter 14 while I'm talking, if you will. And we'll read a verse of Scripture here in just a minute and say whatever that God would give us to say. It's always my prayer that we'll be a help and be a blessing to somebody. And more than anything in the world, I'd rather see somebody saved by the marvelous grace of God as anything that I can think of. Anytime that you go to a church service, and if you have somebody that's been born again, you can't beat a service like that. You know, I love to see people wave their hands. I love to hear them shout the praises of God. But if it's just a peaceful spirit and somebody gets saved by the grace of God, you just don't have a better service than that. I don't care what kind of service you have. It's the best service that you'll ever have. And there's a verse of Scripture in chapter 14 and in verse 15 that we'd like to read by the help of God. And then there's a few things maybe that we'll say from that being the Lord's will. I read something here a while back. I read a little article about a preacher. And he said this. He said, if you want to preach a good sermon, his words, he said, if you want to preach a good sermon, he said, you need to practice it at least three times. And he said, the best thing to do, he said, is to look in the mirror. If I looked in the mirror and saw what I've seen over the last 67 years, I don't believe I'd be a preacher lick. Amen. But I feel like that we need to read and study, as the Bible says, to show thyself approved that a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Put our faith, our trust, and our confidence in the one that's able and that will stand with us if we'll look and depend upon Him. He'll give us exactly what needs to be said for that present time and that hour. Isn't it good to know that? And, you know, there's a lot of things that's changed in this life. And I've done a lot of reading, a lot of studying and stuff in my lifetime and here lately especially. You know, the last 10 to 20 years, it's unbelievable how churches has changed. People has changed. And I want you to know it's not all for the good. It's just not all for the good. And I feel like it's good to change, but we need to change the right way. Now, we don't need to be going backward. We need to be going forward. And we need to go forward for the glory of God. Notice what this passage of Scripture says. I've always said, whether I say anything or not, if you'll just read the Word of God and listen to it, well, it'll tell you anything you need to know, whether I say anything or not. But then verse 15 in Exodus 14, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. That's what God wants us to do. And we look into this passage of Scripture, the Israelites, we notice here in the Word of God, was a story of deliverance until now. And at the first thing that happened, we find here, they wanted to go back. And that seems to be what so many people today, Jane and I thought it was odd, we was in this discussion today. And, of course, this is kind of what I had on my heart to preach about. But there's so many people that used to go to church that has no desire whatsoever. Amen. And I look at people sometimes that I've known for years and years and years, and I think, what in the world has happened? And why do they not have a desire to continue and to move forward for the glory of God as a child of God? Amen. And we find also, if you read the Scripture, they were afraid. Well, I want you to know, as a born-again believer, washed in the blood of the Lamb, if I wasn't moving forward for the glory of God, there'd be some fear there, and I feel I would be afraid. I spoke to someone just recently, and I said this. I said, it's going to be a scary, terrifying, very terrifying thing to stand before the judgment of God, even as a child of God. Because there's been so many times we find in our lives, if we'll look back over our Christianity, that we may have found that we weren't moving forward as God would have us to move. So they were afraid. And to this, Moses said something. He said, "Fear ye not, stand still." Now, I want you to hold on to that thought here for just a little while. I want to talk about going forward or moving forward. But notice what Moses said here. He said, "Fear ye not." He said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." But God said something else. Moses said one thing, but God said something else in His Word. He said to go forward. God tells us to go forward. So we realize tonight that I believe that there is a time that we need to stand still. I think it's good sometimes, even in the service of the Lord, just to be quiet and be still for just a little while. Now, we'll go on down just a little bit farther, and I want to talk a little bit more about that by the help of the Lord. Now, why were the Israelites to go forward here in this Scripture? We find that they had a choice. You and I have had a choice ever since that we were saved by the grace of God. We had a choice whether we was going to accept the Lord or whether we was going to continue on by the evil ways of the devil. Aren't you glad tonight, if you're saved, that you chose to serve God? There's nothing better tonight than serving God. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. So they had that choice, and they could do nothing, we find, and surrender to the enemy, or they could turn around and fight. And maybe we'll say a little more about that before that we sit down tonight. I've got a lot on my mind and my heart tonight. If God will just give us strength and the Spirit of the Lord to stand for just a little while. So you and I, As Christians tonight, we have battles. And we've had battles ever since that we were born of the Holy Spirit of God. Every day, every morning that we open our eyes unto a new day, somewhere throughout that day there is a battle of some sort to be fought in this life. So we can do a couple of different things. We can either face the enemy or we can turn around and we can go backward. You'll never know whether you're going to win the battle or not by turning around and going the other direction. I want you to know something tonight. Probably you know, but this is just a reminder. I want you to know that as we do go forward and as we do face the enemy in this life, you never, ever have to do it alone. There may be physical fights that people may get into in this life and have, and they may have had to fight that fight by themselves. And through my Christianity, I know that there's been many battles that I've had to face in my Christianity, but I've never had to face one without God since I've been serving Him. Aren't you thankful tonight as one of His children that although the battles may arise and there's all kinds of battles and there's all kinds of warfares that's going on and going to continue to go on in this life as a child of God. Whoever said that there'll be no battles never knew what they're talking about as a child of God. I've had many battles in my years of serving God, but thankful He's always been there. Sometimes in life, if we're not careful, we can get down and have a pity party, if you will, and we can think, my, I'm going through this battle, and what a horrible experience it is, and I don't want to go through this battle, and I can't make it, and I think I'll just surrender. I think I'll just throw my hands up and just give up. There's no need to continue. Do you know when you get down and you start getting depressed in life, the first thing the devil will say is say, you just need to quit going to church. You don't need to go to church anymore. You don't need to read your Bible anymore. You don't need to pray anymore. Oh, listen to me today. Without this Word of God to read, without talking to God, we'll never, ever be able to move forward as a Christian through the battles that we may go through in this life here today. I've gone through a lot of battles. I want you to know why when you get saved in the grace of God, everybody's not going to speak well of you. Everybody's not going to love you just because you surrendered your life to God. If you now that you're called to preach, certainly everybody's not going to love you as a man of God just because that I started preaching for the glory of God. When you get saved in the grace of God, everybody's not going to love you because you chose to go the ways of the Lord. Also, listen to me. Tonight, God never wants His children to surrender and serve the enemy. I want you to think about something tonight. God knew that they were too weak to fight. Isn't there been times in life that you just felt just too weak? Whatever problem that arose, whether it be something of this life or whether it be of some sickness that may come upon you in life, there's been times in my life as a child of God, I thought I just don't have the strength. I just don't have the strength. I've gone to my knees many times in my Christianity, and I've said, God, I have not the strength to go through what I'm going through. All thanks be unto God tonight. That hand will reach down further than you'll ever have to reach up. Oh, just thankful tonight that God is just a prayer way. So we think we can't make it a lot of times in life. Well, you can't without God. Thank the Lord tonight. The shock of losing some men, I beloved, tonight would be too much. They thought, I want you to know today, sometimes it's a shock to think that we're going to lose something in this life. I've lost a lot of health in my years, in the last several years, and certainly there's been times I thought maybe it was over for me, but here I am tonight, thanks be unto God. Listen to me, beloved, tonight. There's battles, and there's battles that's going to continue as long as we live in this life, but there's also a God that'll get us through. So you know what they did? They cried to God for deliverance. That's what the Lord wants us to do tonight. I believe it. If you need to be delivered, don't you remember the Hebrew children when they was there? I tell you what, they would have never been delivered without God. They would have never been set free without God. When we was in the depths of sin, walking down sin's pathway on our road to hell, we would have never been delivered except for Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary, going to that old tomb and getting up on the third day, raising victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brothers and sisters, that's why we've got deliverance, is because of God today. If we ever get through anything in this life, it'll be because God got us through. That's exactly right. So they cried, we find, for deliverance. Now, if they really wanted it, we find, if they really wanted it, they had to go forward, did they not? It was time to quit crying. Did they expect God to do it all? A lot of times I think we do. A lot of times I think we expect God to do it. God expects me and you to do a little something in life. God expects us to make an effort to do something in life. I believe God expects me when I get down. I believe He expects me not only to look to Him, but to push and to try to get up. Amen. You've got to make some effort before you can do anything in life. I don't care what it is. If you're going to build something, you don't just sit back and a set of cabinets will just pop up on your wall. There's got to be something I called effort that gets the job done. And I want you to know, when the battles of life arise in my life and your life, you can't just lay around and sob for days and weeks and months and years and expect to move forward for the glory of God. Oh, you've got to make an effort. Our brother, you've got to arise to the occasion and do what the Lord would have you to do. Then God will give us strength, you see, to move forward. Thanks be unto God today. I want you to notice something today. I think there's some marching orders. I believe there's some marching orders that I want to leave with you tonight in order that we might go forward. And I'm not going to read all these scriptures, but I want to mention just a few things and give you some scriptures tonight. The marching orders, if you, one of them you'll find in Mark chapter 16. And if you'll read verses 15 through 18, one of the marching orders that God has given you and I, Brother Rick, and some of the others that may be here tonight, is to go preach. Amen. I believe as a child of God and as a man of God, that's a marching order, I, brother, in the Word of God for us today. Matthew 28 and 19. I believe for you that are teachers, God says to go teach. Amen. So we need to preach the Word. We need to teach the Word today. On Matthew 20 and 4, the Bible tells us to go into the vineyard. Amen. Go into the vineyard. There's work that needs to be done in the vineyard today. And the only way that it's ever going to be accomplished or done is that people moves forward for God. Matthew 5 and 14, the Bible says to go. It tells us to let our light shine. It tells us, the Bible says, don't hide your light under a bushel. But set it out into a room where all that would enter would see, brethren, the light that would shine. There's never been a light that's ever been any benefit to anybody that's put under anything. So the go forward spirit we find here in the Word of God is certainly an aggressive spirit. Amen. It's an aggressive and it's a positive. It's not a cowardly spirit. Amen. That's not the kind of spirit that we're talking about. I hear by the help of the Lord tonight. Oh, listen, I believe we find in the Bible that Peter had it. Amen. I thank God today. And certainly Jesus had it. I believe old Wesley, the old man of God, had it. Amen. I certainly do. The stories that I've read about him. I believe Dale Moody, thank God, one of the men of God, I believe he had it, don't you? That's what we need today. If we don't have it, we need to take it home with us tonight. I'm with the help of God. Yes, yes, there's some stops and there's some go signs. But God said go. And I want you to know something. He's never said to stop since he said go. Amen. He don't want you to stop. God didn't want you to come to church tonight and to go home and fold your arms and cross your legs and say, I'm going to stop living for Him. I'm going to stop going to the house of God. God never gives somebody the ability to teach a Sunday school class and then just all of a sudden say, stop. God's never called a man of God to preach the gospel. And then one day He just said, stop. Amen. Yes, I remember years ago. I thought as a young man, one day I got down the dumps and I thought, well, maybe I'll just not preach and maybe I'll just sing and all of that. And I went to an old-fashioned tent revival, brethren, that night. And you know one of the first things the man of God said when he got up? He said, I want all the preachers to stand, amen. And I thought throughout the day, while just saying, brother, I couldn't sit there. I had to stand. I've been a standing ever since in my weakness tonight. Brother, God wants you to go. Yeah, He wants you to go for Him, for His honor and for His glory. There's people out there that needs us. There's people out there tonight. They're going to burn one of these days. And they need somebody to tell them about Jesus. Amen. That's right. Oh, listen. Why is the church to go forward? I believe halting, if you will, and lagging around hinder those that are behind. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. Luke 11:52 says, what would have happened if the front line at the Red Sea had a halted and they decided, well, we're not going to march through? Yeah, that had to be a terrifying thing to walk up there to the Red Sea and all of that water there. And they had marching orders to go across to the other side. Can you imagine? I've gone to the oceans and looked at that. And I never one time ever felt like I wanted to just keep walking out into that water that I looked at out there. I've been out there in some fishing boats that I didn't even see land. Never thought one time I ever wanted to get off, amen, while I was out there. I listened. Can you imagine? That had to be terrifying to some people. They were human beings just like we're human beings, brothers and sisters. They was created by God just like we're created. They had a mind just like we've got a mind tonight. And our mind tells us a lot of times, you can't do this. Don't you do that. Don't you move forward for the glory of God. Don't you wave your hand glory in the house of God. Don't you read your Bible. Don't you pray. Don't you go to church. But if we quit doing those things, you know what's going to happen? We're going to dry up. We're going to wither away. Amen. I want you to know something tonight. I believe I mentioned a while ago, there's never been a battle that's ever been won by stopping or going backward. Never has there been a battle won. There's been a lot of battles that's been fought. There's battles that's been fought all the time. It ain't no wonder, if you think about it, it ain't no wonder the Bible said in the last days you'd hear of wars and rumors of war. They're fighting all the time somewhere.
The fighting never stops, amen. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to win by going back, amen. If we'd have went over there in Iraq sometime back, our brothers and sisters, and we walked over and seen him, and we turned our backs and come on back to the United States, we'd have never got accomplished anything like we did accomplish while we was there if we'd have done that. Oh, listen, don't stop. Don't stop. The devil's going to tell you to stop. The devil's going to say, don't do this and don't do that. But God said, go, hallelujah, to the Lord. And that's who we need to listen to, is God. Will it be okay to say hallelujah right now? Amen. So you can't go backward. Standing still don't win the battles. We should only stand still long enough to get the marching orders. And when God hands out the marching orders, listen, God placed some marching orders, I feel, on me today when the pastor called. And I could have done one or two things. I could have said no, or I could have turned and went the other direction, or I could come here tonight and preach. Amen. I had a choice. So you see, God's got marching orders for us. And He'll tell us what He wants us to do, whether it's just in our everyday Christian life or whatever it may be in our lives. God will always give us some marching orders. So just stand still long enough to get your marching orders. We have our marching orders tonight, church. And the marching orders are go. The Lord said go over Matthew 26 and 7. I want you to know something. The Bible says, why stand ye here all the day idle? Amen. It says, tells us to go. We need to launch out into the deep. As it did over in Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Launch out into the deep. I want to tell you something today. My sister can tell you tonight that it's impossible to learn to swim in ankle deep water. You can't do it. Why do you even have a need to even try to swim in ankle deep water? You don't. I decided when I was a boy, I didn't really have nobody to teach me to swim. But I decided I was going to learn, and I did. Amen. I thought there might come a time that I might need to know how to do that. So I don't worry about getting out in the water like I did before I learned how to swim. So we need to launch out into the deep. We need to get down into the deepness of the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God's deep. It's deep, and we need to get down in to the deepness of the Word of God. Thank the Lord today. God tells us to go forward. I'm almost done. If we expect victory, we've got to obey orders. James 1 and 22.